my Saturday near 40. Ho, ho, ho. Today is the 19th. It is 36 days until Christmas. 36 days.
Are you
five weeks from tomorrow is Christmas, by the way. A week from today is Thanksgiving. 5 weeks from tomorrow.
Last night, on the sofa, Cindy said, do you think maybe we could float some cash out of the Visa account?
And Scott said, my name is Ralph. Float, float on.
More to help you buy a new car than Chrysler.
We will be playing the great WPGC money game this morning. And we will keep you up to date with all the information you'll need. Traffic, Pamela's going to be out in a beautiful Mercedes-Benz 300D money car this morning. Loves cruising around. I feel rich right now. We call her Madam Wellington these days.
Lily is fine, sunshine's more.
WPGC, here is some piece of information that will guarantee you to show that you're not dreaming. Really, it is the truth. The Capitals beat Colorado last night 7-1. What?
What I want, you got me. You make my dreams.
WPGC, there is a doctor that makes house calls. Dr. Noah Drake. At the Capitol Center, Rick Springfield at our Toys for Tots concert, along with this lady, December 6th. WPGC and Houston. What a great song. I like that one. Sweetest thing. It's going to be a good show. A Toys for Tots concert, December 6th at the Capitol Center. And, of course, tickets are just $6 each. Pick yours up today. It's all reserved seats. Every seat in the Capitol Center is $6. So the sooner you pick up your tickets, the better seats currently, right? Yeah. Juice Newton, Quarter Flash, The Spinners, and Rick Springfield.
Good morning.
I got a joke for y'all.
Okay.
Okay. How do you catch a unique bird?
You tell me.
Unique up on it.
America. This holiday season, rock out with Washington's best concerts. Sponsored by Cellar Door Productions.
WPGC Turkey. A chance for you to give the turkey in your life the bird. If you have an acquaintance that drives you up a wall, maybe they wear leisure suits or miniskirts. Maybe they're too boisterous in small crowds or have horse breath due to the fact that they've never brushed a single tooth in their head their entire life. Or is it the little things that get to you? Like your coworker that carries 27, or is it 28 Bic pens in his left top pocket? Or maybe your neighbor that wears his pants up to his neck and his belt on the last notch, waiting ever so patiently for the great flood of 1981. Is that turkey bugging you? Well, tell us about it. The best turkey letter of the day wins a Thanksgiving turkey from WPGC. Send yours to Elliott and Woodside. Turkey. Box 8550, Washington, 20027. Elliott and Woodside are ineligible to win. Obviously.
WPGC, good morning from Elliott Woodside. Here it is already, 6:37, 23 minutes before 7 o'clock. We will be playing the great WPGC money game for you this morning. Get those bills handy. And, of course, we will keep you up to date with traffic. Pamela, the money car, as the sun starts to rise over the city. Oh, it's going to be a beautiful day. Clouds late today and rain tonight.
Whoopee! The hat broke the last one.
How do you do that?
We hit him over the head with it.
Look in Cinder's Washington Post for the San Giorgio and Cheese Offer brought to you by the Mid-Atlantic Dairy Farmers.
Ah, sounds like there's the Elliott Woodside soundalikes on that one. 6:45 now, it's 6:45. Maybe, you know, you go to bed early at night. All of us are early risers. You know, what do they say? Early to bed, early to rise. And yesterday I was talking with somebody and they told me a joke Joan Rivers told on Carson's show two nights ago. Don't know if you heard it. Great joke that we took. Carson said to Joan Rivers, Joan Rivers said to Carson, if you were on a desert island, who would you rather have, Bo Derek or myself? You know, Carson just looked at her, and so she said, Bo Derek is so dumb that she walked into an office building, and there was a sign that said, wet floor. She did. WPGC, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Oh, I feel all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great.
Just great?
Yes.
My goodness. What happened to you?
I just had a nice baby boy yesterday.
Oh, that's fabulous.
And he's going to take your place in the future.
You sure about that?
I'm positive.
He came out and went, wow. Deep voice and all.
Right.
think so.
Can you play a sweet song for me this morning?
What's that?
Anything that make me happy.
Oh, well, anything. Well, you're happy no matter what happens today, right? What's your boy's name?
Name's Larry Robert. Jr.
That's fabulous. Hey, I'm happy for you, Larry. You must be walking on air this morning. How's your wife?
She's doing just fine.
Fabulous. Hey, congratulations.
Just
great.
To let you know, I'm the one that wants to trade jobs with you.
WPGC, Chicago. 649, 11 minutes before 7 o'clock. As you wake up this morning, how about some good news? The Caps won last night 7-1. Yes! All right. My goodness. 7-1. And Magic Johnson. What if this Lakers star Magic Johnson, who has a 25-year, $25 million contract.
Right.
Magic has asked the team to trade him because of a dispute with the coach. And Magic says he'll stay if the coach goes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I mean, the guy's making $1 million a year.
$1 million a year, and he says, I'll stay, but fire him.
I would just soon smile and take the money.
Yeah. Can you imagine if one of us said that? It's a quick drop from the eighth floor.
Town and Country Buick Honda Isuzu of Woodbridge.
Albums and tapes on sale now at Musicland, all area locations. WPGC, it's 8 minutes before 7 o'clock. Join Scott and I for our after-work Pina Colada party tomorrow. Sheridan Washington's Early Light Lounge. All starts at 5:30. Free prizes, free Pina Coladas, free parking. Washington Sheridan, Woodley Road and Connecticut Avenue.
It's 7-Eleven.
Yeah. WPGC, 724 with Elliot Woodside. Our morning has broken, and all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put morning back together again.
Morning.
Current Washington temperature, 44 degrees at WPGC.
Now last Sunday afternoon. Oh, that's right. It is Dallas week, huh? Maybe we can make Tom Landry frown, right? It is 7:35 now, 25 before 8. Good morning from Jim Elliott
and Scott Woodside
and the Commodores.
I want you.
WPGC, Commodores. Oh, no, 7:38 now, 22 minutes before 8 o'clock. What a beautiful morning we've got with all the sunshine. The interchanges in Virginia with the Beltway are backed up due to the sun being in your eyes. 236, 50, 66, Route 7. So it's going to be a little slow there. Northbound Shirley Highway, stop and go from the Beltway to at Duke Street all the way up to Shirlington. We expect clouds, though, by this afternoon. Rain overnight and for tomorrow. Showers, possibly thunderstorms. And on Saturday, we might even see some snow around the area. Huh? Winter's here. Hey, this is already November 19th. You know, we're a week away from Thanksgiving. 5 weeks from tomorrow is Christmas. Yeah, so 5 weeks from today is when Scott and I will go out and do our Christmas shopping. Yeah. It's another WPGC After Work Pina Colada Party.
Oh, boy.
Tomorrow, starting at 5:30 at the Sheraton Washington's Early Light Lounge. Scott and I will be there. Lots of prizes, including a weekend for two in beautiful downtown Washington.
Across from the zoo.
That's right. Or we'll put you in Mayor Barry's parking place outside the district building. Yeah. We'll have free Pina Coladas. Parking is free, too. So hope you can make it tomorrow. We did one at the Early Light Lounge a couple of weeks ago. It was a lot of fun. So please join us tomorrow. Sheraton Washington's Early Light Lounge starting at 5:30. Sheraton Washington at Woodley Road and Connecticut Avenue.
Mrs. Paul has a simple for glass.
Jacare Wine Merchant, San Francisco.
$6 and a toy gets you Rick Springfield, Juice Newton, Quarter Flash, and a mighty, mighty spinner. Is the fourth annual WPGC Toys for Tots concert, December 6th at the Capitol Center. Reserve seats. Get your tickets at the Cap Center at all Heck Company locations.
On Warner Brothers Records and Tapes.
Available wherever Warner Brothers Records and Tapes are sold.
It's 9 minutes before 8 o'clock. Out in the Mercedes-Benz 300D, we have Pamela in the money car. Good morning.
Good morning.
Where are you?
I just came pulling over to Wilson Bridge, and I'm going to head up to Route 1.
All right. Go to Old Georgetown. Old Georgetown. Good, good, good. How about Old Town this morning?
That sounds good.
Oh, my goodness. Somebody put something in my coffee here. I don't...
It was me.
Lefty Drizelle hair growing tonic. We'll talk to you soon, okay? All righty. Here are the Pointer Sisters. WPTC at 6 minutes now, 6 before 8 o'clock with Jim Elliott
and Scott Woodside.
We will have all the news momentarily, and we have this late-breaking bulletin that Alexander Haig has laid it on the line. He said that if Richard Allen and Ronald Reagan don't quit undermining his policies, he'll fire them both. Good morning. Good morning.
Yes. Hi. Is this
Pizza? This is the Pizza Hut.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had the wrong number.
Oh, wait. You want a pizza?
No, thank you.
You sure you don't need a pizza? We have all kinds of pizzas. We got pepperoni and cheddar. You name it, we got the pizza for you. Come on, please. We have nobody coming by this time of morning. And you're our first caller this morning. We will give you an extra large pizza for the price of a small one.
No, thank you. Have a good day.
No. We will even give you free beer and free suds.
Have a good day.
You are coming by. Whereabouts are you calling from, ma'am?
Bladensburg.
We have a Pizza Hut in Bladensburg. If we don't, we'll put one up just for you. Please, sales revenues are down. Please don't hang up.
Bye.
Please don't hang up, ma'am. We give you free pep. Hello?
Is that like one of the Three Brothers?
We haven't been there in a while.
I know.
We should go by there and eat some of those cahoolies. Is that what they're called?
Well,
cahoolies?
I have the Sicilian pizza, corn slice.
What's that other thing you always
say? You sound like Joe Dolce there. Shut up in your face there.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
I make lots of money on one stupid record.
Play the accordion solo.
Yeah.
756.
Good morning, 44 degrees.
Or call 768-3101 or see the ad in Saturday's Post Real Estate section. Developed by IDI.
It's straight up 8 o'clock. We've got a disabled truck southbound on Kenilworth Avenue blocking the right lane just past East Capitol Street. Traffic's backed up to Bedding Road. Also inbound on New York Avenue, an accident just past Bladensburg Road blocking the center lane. Traffic is backed up from the BW Parkway all the way into New York and Bladensburg. New York Avenue inbound's a mess this morning. If you're coming inbound on Route 50, take a deep breath and get ready for it. The caps, you can let it out now. See that? You don't smoke. You can breathe deeper.
That's right.
Caps 7-1 winners last night.
But I'm going crazy. Oh, just for one cigarette.
You don't need it.
Where is my nicotine?
It's all right. Here, have a lollipop, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, every morning at this time, we present for your bumper-to-bumper listening enjoyment, the award-winning Choose Your News with your master of ceremonies, Scott No Nicotine Woodside. Number one.
What do you mean, number one?
What do you mean? You're not on age, are you?
No, I'm not.
Of course not.
Now, what do you mean, number one?
Be calm and natural.
Okay.
Look at me this morning.
I know. Every time you light one up, I smell it through the vent.
Now, you're not supposed to tell people I'm smoking.
Oh, that's right. You're not smoking. That must be the guy doing the traffic in the back room. Okay, number one, lawsuits to remember.
Number two.
Oh, not there, please.
And number three.
Vicky is mad, mad, so mad.
Well, let's... hear why Vicky is mad. She probably can't let...
Oh, no! You chose number three, Vicky.
Oh, my goodness.
And that means it's a double bonus day.
It is.
On the Ellie the Woodside show. Dr. Max Feldman put a patient under anesthesia for dental work, whereupon the female patient grabbed a stranglehold on...
Yes, it's the old joke. The lady sitting in the dentist chair, yes. She reaches out and she says, now, we're not going to hurt each other, are we?
Well, the patient then sued and won $5,000 verdict because Dr. Feldman broke her finger in an attempt to free himself. You've won, too.
Get off of my drill.
Vicky and her boyfriend were filmed walking in downtown D.C. by a television crew from one of the three TV stations locally.
Mm-hmm.
The TV crew told them that, the footage was going to be used in a spring special to help improve ratings. The special was on BD, and the film clip of Vicky and her boyfriend was shown with a subtitle reading, "Someone you love may have venereal disease."
Oh, great.
Vicky sued for $250,000. Cash money.
Is she in?
Yeah.
Well, that is invasion of privacy.
Of course it is.
And it's also false innuendo and, well, hey.
Really?
They know more about it than I do.
I know. Somebody must know something because he's walking around with $250,000, which is a measly, paltry sum for what they did to
it. That's a nerve.
Compuweathers.